He's so busy, he'll make your head spin. It's Brian Kilmeade.
Welcome back to the Brian Kilmeade Show with Allison, Pete, and Eric. I'm Harry Hurley, filling in today for the great Brian Kilmeade, who has earned the day off. Believe me, he has earned the day off, and he'll be back real soon. All right, I need you this hour, this half hour, please. You're going to want to participate with this topic that we're going to do with producer Pete. 866-408-7669. Call us now on the Brian Kilmeade Show. 866-408-7669. Here's why. Let's turn the politics off for a little bit. It's not going anywhere. All the bad stuff, I promise you, is not going anywhere. Let's call it a mental health break, although I know this is going to trigger some, and I don't mean to. Producer Pete and I will take positions on whether Taylor Swift should be awarded a Kansas City Chiefs NFL Super Bowl 58 championship ring. Now, I know some of you just threw up in your mouth a little bit, but hear me out. I'm going to make the case, although I've never said anything like this about anyone that's not officially a part of a professional franchise, that you should get a championship ring. But I do believe that everyone that is officially a part should. That's everyone in the organization. And they do that. They're true to that. From October through December of last year, in the run-up to the playoffs and to the Super Bowl 58, Tay-Tay was responsible. That's what Travis calls her, Travis Kelce. Tay-Tay was responsible for more than $340 million in economic spend on merch, on bringing people into the NFL. People who've never watched an NFL football game got into the love story of Taylor Swift and Travis Kelce. Now, early on, there were people saying she is just a jinx and they're losing and all this. Taylor Swift has a 10-3 record, if I've counted correctly, of games that she attended since her and Travis Kelce. Travis Kelce, because I'm an Eagle fan. There's Jason Kelce. Her and Travis Kelce, since October, when they came out publicly about their relationship as boyfriend and girlfriend, Taylor Swift has a 10-3 record. They've introduced new merch. You've got all this new stuff that's never been, you know, out there for women to get involved. A lot more women tuned in. And let me just play one clip before we welcome producer Pete. Andy Reid knew Taylor Swift before Travis Kelce. Cut 37, Eric.
I'm a big fan, so I'm glad she was here, and I hope she enjoyed it. So she's got a great guy she's, you know, dating right now. So I'm happy for both of them.
And does she want? Does Big Red, my former head coach, Andy Reid, who's making a case to be the GOAT, greatest of all time, does Andy Reid want her to stay? Does he want her to go? Cut 38.
Kelce keeps getting better with time. Taylor can stay around all she wants.
Okay, so there you have it for that. Now, producer Pete, I could go on and on about why Taylor Swift, and I know traditional NFL fans are just going crazy about this, but I can make the case that Taylor Swift, because of her contributions to the NFL at large and the Kansas City Chiefs in particular, economically and otherwise, the whole storyline, the whole bit, all of it, her wearing the merch that she does, all the eyeballs that never have been on the NFL, that Taylor Swift deserves a Kansas City Chiefs championship ring. What say you?
I would go one step further, not just a championship ring, because of the multi-million dollars that she's brought in and the fan and the eyeballs she gets on. How about Ring of Honor? Because she is so interwoven. She's part of them winning back-to-back Super Bowls for the first time in over a decade. Think about that. Think about the synergy that she's helped create between fans and the league. How many first-time viewers? Because all leagues want to grow, because you have your set viewers, You have those people, but now you're growing it. You're bringing a younger fan base into the league. They're tuning in. Even if they don't know all the rules just yet, well, guess what? They're going to want to learn now what the rules are. They're going to be more active. You're going to bring in generations of fans, maybe even a position as a fan outreach officially with the National Football League, too, to help bring in more of those fans and keep those fans, not just as a fed.
It's a great comment. And, you know, I've thought about this and spoken about it a little bit. Nobody ever went bananas over every time that Jack Nicholson was at a Lakers game, which was every home game for decades and decades and decades. He was celebrated. The camera was on him all the time. Spike Lee at a New York Knicks game. No problem. Nobody goes crazy. They go nuts about Taylor. Oh, stop showing her. Stop showing her. So here's what I knew, and you knew it, Pete. And Eric, you knew it, and we talked about it in our pre-show meeting. There are people that don't like this a little bit, and we're going to go to the Peach State. I think Zena is one of them. Zena, welcome to the Brian Kilmeade Show. You don't like this idea that we're pitching about Taylor Swift getting a Super Bowl ring, do you?
Well, if you're going to give Taylor Swift a Super Bowl ring, don't forget the Dallas Cowboys have the Dallas Cowboy cheerleaders that helped put us on the map. So I don't remember them ever being offered a Super Bowl ring. Good knows.
Well, Zena, let me ask you this, though. Could you name one of them by name, and everybody on the planet knows who billionaire Taylor Swift is, because she flew in on her private plane from far over the international dateline to make it to Super Bowl 58. I bet you can't. I'm not a gambling man, Zena. I bet you can't name one Dallas Cowboys cheerleader. Now, collectively, I would give them big kudos for their great work and their support and everything, their precision. And they, let's be honest, they look great, too. But Taylor Swift is a different category, I think, Zena.
I absolutely disagree with that.
And that's why. And Zena, thank you for calling Brian's program. And that's why this is the greatest country on planet Earth. There you go. I agree. Christopher is in Indiana. Then we'll get producer Pete to give us the next pearl of wisdom. Christopher, thank you for listening to the Brian Kilmeade Show. You're on the air.
Yes, hello. Thanks for having me on.
Absolutely.
So
ring or no ring?
Yeah, I can't say I agree with giving Taylor Swift a ring. And this comes from the position of I'm a former Marine, and that's almost like giving Marines' wives the whole title of once a Marine, always a Marine, you know?
Wow.
I mean,
and by the way, as you know, you're not,
position.
Christopher, you're not a former Marine, you're a Marine.
Exactly, you know, exactly, and that's my point, you know? I mean, these guys did all the training, the exercise, and everything they did to earn this ring, and that's for them to have, you know? They earned it. That's their reward.
Christopher, give me a shot at this, though, and I'm not going to make you believe what you don't believe and sell you, but
a
Marine spouse, greatest support for her husband, no question, great American, great
Absolutely.
For the military, and all the reasons that you know better than I. I'm just somebody that's just blabbing. But I will say this about that. Taylor Swift actually delivered to the brand. I mean, I mentioned they've done a P&L on this, Christopher. She has delivered hundreds of millions of dollars in a relatively short period of time and brought eyeballs and earballs to the NFL, particularly young girls and young women and older women, because her crossover appeal is through the generations. That's the whole reason it's the Eras Tour, because it's over almost two decades now of her body of work. So I would say she has, and I'll put it in a military term that you'll appreciate, she has materially
sure.
contributed to the mission.
Right. So, but how much of that is passive and just because her name is somewhere, right? You know, I mean,
well, she's wearing, but that... Christopher, she's wearing the merch, actually introducing new merch that never existed. And every time the camera is trained on her, millions, tens of millions, hundreds of millions of people are watching and now say, you know what? I never watched the NFL before. I'm going to turn on the NFL, and especially when the Kansas City Chiefs are playing. Oh, my gosh, they're in the Super Bowl. I'm going to watch the Super Bowl now. So I appreciate, Christopher, your service. Once a Marine, always a Marine, not a former Marine. And thank you for listening
Hoorah.
To the Brian Kilmeade Show.
Are you ready for it?
Oh, yeah, we're ready for it. Producer Pete, comment, please.
All right, so I'll add something else to piggyback on what you were saying. You were saying about the crossover and some of the older women. What about the parents of these young girls?
Yes.
So now you have, say, you're a mother or even a father, but you have the young girl who, you know, or a young, you know, could be 10, 11, 12 years old. Now they want to watch the NFL. Now you'll get the mothers watching, and maybe you'll get more bonding moments between father and daughter.
Great comment, Producer Pete. The topic this half hour on the Brian Kilmeade Show is, should Taylor Swift be awarded with an NFL Kansas City Chiefs championship Super Bowl 58 ring? So far, every caller has said no, and they might have added an H-E double hockey sticks to it if given the opportunity. Call us now at 866-408-7669 for your opinion on the Brian Kilmeade Show. Jesse is in West Virginia. I think he's going to make it a hat trick. Jesse, ring or no ring for Tay-Tay?
No ring.
Tell us why.
Well, because for one thing, I think that once you do that, you're opening up a can of worms. For example, let's say next year in another team, they're dating a celebrity. And let's say they break up halfway through, and then they get back together, you know, back near the end. Are you going to give her one? And also, suppose she's a different race than Taylor Swift. Is she going to play the race card because she didn't get one and Taylor Swift did? It's really hard to judge something like that. I think
Jesse,
that once you do that, I think you're opening up to a lot of different things.
It's a fair comment, and every relationship thus far has ended. This one seems a little bit different than most. I wouldn't be surprised. And maybe there'll even be betting odds that will be available because you can bet on anything. You could have bet on this at the Super Bowl if after the game Travis Kelce would get down on one knee and propose to Taylor at Super Bowl 58. Obviously, it did not happen. Let's also not forget Jessica Simpson and even Carrie Underwood came before Tay-Tay. But Tay-Tay is at an all-time different level. Jeff is in Pennsylvania. Are we going to do the quadruple Lindy now? Jeff, ring for Tay-Tay or no ring?
No ring. I'm in with all the previous callers, and I think, like this previous one, you're opening up a can of worms. What happens next to the guy or organization or even political party that donates millions and millions of dollars, and it just takes away from everything, and I don't like the look at me people. I don't like all these social pages for that reason, because everybody wants to get attention. I got tired of seeing Taylor in the press box. I did not like the brother. I can't even think of his name now.
Jason.
Up the girl.
Jason,
yeah. Lifted up the girl. You know, to show her to Taylor, and he was drinking previously to that. And I'm sure he was okay, but it's the idea and what sticks in your head.
Yeah, I will say this, Jeff. Other than the alcohol part of your comment, I thought that was beautiful when he picked her up with the biggest smile in the world, and somebody got to meet her performing idol. I mean, it was special. Jeff, I want to thank you for listening and especially for calling in today on the Brian Kilmeade Show. Well, that's pretty fortuitous right there, perhaps. If past is prologue, then Eric knows what he was doing just then. We're going to go to Brian in just a moment, but I want to give Producer Pete an opportunity to weigh in on where we are right now with what I knew was going to be a very participative topic. This is good.
Yeah, people are they are very passionate on this, and we're going to get some people that might shock you with actually what they believe, whether she should get a ring or not.
Well, let's attempt to shock the world, the Brian Kilmeade world, as soon as we come back. Don't anybody go away on the phone lines with Producer Pete, who I'm co-hosting the segment with, Eric, and of course, Senior Producer Allison. This is Harry Hurley filling in today for the great Brian Kilmeade.
Ooh, look what you made me do. Look what you made me do. Look what you just made me do. Look what you just made me do. Look what you made me do. Look what you made me do. Look
what you just made me do. Look what you just made me do.
Educating, entertaining, enlightening. You're with Brian Kilmeade.
Thank you so very much. Your listenership, your phone calls, just awesome. The energy, I'm feeding off of it. This is the Brian Kilmeade Show with Allison, Pete, and Eric. I'm Harry Hurley filling in today for Brian, who has earned the day off and will be back real soon. We are talking with producer Pete. We're co-hosting this segment of the Brian Kilmeade Show about Taylor Swift and should she be awarded an NFL Kansas City Chiefs Super Bowl 58 championship ring. No one has said yet that Tay-Tay should get a ring. Brian is in Portland, Oregon. Brian, are you going to break us off the schneid here? Yes or no for Tay-Tay?
Ring, but here's the deal. Just over 10 years ago, as a Green Bay Packers fan, I was offered the opportunity to get a commemorative Green Bay Packers championship ring. I did not have the money. I didn't get one. But if such a thing is available, sure.
Well that, Brian, though, let me ask you, though. Whoa, wait a second. I'm not talking about a fake thing, commemorative. Yeah. I'm talking about getting issued one that she would get with every other employee in the organization. Not a commemorative.
Yeah.
Is that a yes,
probably
though?
Probably not.
Okay. So there you go. Thank you, Brian. That's a hard no. I thought we had one, but see, that's why the follow-up is usually better than the first question. I pressed that, and then he brought up this commemorative thing. Before we bring Nancy on in Ohio, producer Pete has such an analogous example. Days gone by, years gone by. Producer Pete.
Joe DiMaggio married Marilyn Monroe after he was a ball player. Marilyn Monroe was the biggest, probably, I got to know, what would you call it, pinup girl or just.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. I guarantee you, had he played and she was his wife and there was TV like today, they would have shown her more than any other crowd shot we could think of.
It's such a great analogy. Nancy is in Ohio. We have five straight no's. Nancy, should Tay-Tay get a ring?
Yes.
Quick answer, why?
Well, it goes right along with the idolatry, everything that has been showered on her, all of the attention, everything. And it draws a line in the sand as to where everybody stands.
Great to talk to you, Nancy. Have a wonderful day. Thank you for having such good taste in radio talk shows and listening to the Brian Kilmeade Show. With Allison, Pete, and Eric, my name is Harry Hurley, filling in today for the great Brian Kilmeade. Stay tuned. This is the Brian Kilmeade Show.
Listen to the show ad-free on Fox News Podcast Plus, on Apple Podcasts, Amazon Music with your Prime membership, or subscribe wherever you get your podcasts.